COVID forced her to postpone her live concert tour until next summer. Even so, she's still finding ways to stay in the public eye. She talks with our Lee Cowan.
Lady Gaga, the monster of messaging. Her parade of fashionable face wear at this year's MTV Video Music Awards turned a public health recommendation into what she calls a simple act of kindness.
You're kind right now. You're wearing a mask in this interview with me. We have cameras around us. Everybody here has a mask on. These are kind acts. Wear a mask.
We weren't ones to argue. She had invited us into her home, after all, one once owned by the late Frank Zappa. It was in this studio where she recorded her latest album, Chromatica, which, despite the pandemic, is her sixth consecutive number one album.
There's not one song on that record that's not true. Not one.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Chromatica is a dance party. It's a return to her electropop roots. But when you listen to the lyrics, it's more like a diary and not a happy one.
What was the darkness? What was so dark about that particular time?
I mean, honestly, Lee, I totally gave up on myself. I hated being famous. I hated being a star. I felt exhausted and used up.
Used up, not by the industry or by her fans, but by the very entity she created. Lady Gaga had cast such a long shadow that Stephanie Germanotta, her real name, was all but left behind.
This is the piano I've had for so many years. I've written so many songs on this piano.
That free one?
Yes, and I think, oh my gosh, what's so special, this piano. I love this piano. It's like, I don't know how to explain it, but I went from looking at this piano and thinking, you ruined my life.
That's how you thought originally?
No, during this time, I was like, you made me Lady Gaga. My biggest enemy is Lady Gaga. That's what I was thinking. My biggest enemy is her. What did you do? You can't go to the grocery store now. If you go to dinner with your family, somebody comes to the table. You can't have a dinner with your family without it being about you. It's always about you. All the time it's about you. And your outfits, look at your outfits. Why you gotta be like that?
Hello, sir.
The last time we met was back in 2016, in Central Park. A toned down Gaga was promoting her previous album, Joanne.
Girl, where do you think you're going?
It was named after her father's sister, who died at only 19.
I was writing about the trauma from my father's life that became my trauma in a lot of ways. And I thought I could fix my dad.
Did it work?
No. I could never fix that.
If I had a highway, I would run for the hills.
She had just hit 30. Joanne hit number one. But Gaga had hit a wall.
It's not always easy if you have mental issues to let other people see. I used to self-harm. I used to say, look, I cut myself. See, I'm hurting. Because I didn't think anyone could see, because mental health is it's invisible.
Invisible and insidious, combined with the PTSD she says she suffered because she was sexually assaulted at 19, something she didn't even talk about until a few years ago. Those close to her knew the dangers.
The people around me, they lifted me up and they said, you think you're drowning, but you're not. You're still amazing. And I used to go, I'm not amazing. I'm over.
You really felt that it was over? Like,
I didn't really understand why I should live other than to be there for my family. That was an actual real thought and feeling. Why should I stick around?
Did you think about suicide?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Every day?
Yeah. I lived in this house while people watched me for a couple years to make sure that I was safe.
Her mental anguish presented physical pain, too. In her 2017 Netflix documentary, Gaga 5'2", it was on full display.
It's just everything.
Global pain.
Yeah. And mental pain. Yeah.
Most of the time, it is triggered by objectification. If I'm at the grocery store and somebody comes up very close to me and puts a cell phone right in my face and just starts taking pictures,
that just triggers it.
Oh, just total panic, full body pain. I'm braced because I'm so afraid. It's like I'm an object. I'm not a person.
And the lyrics of her new Chromatica album reflect that realization.
Papa 911, that's a reference to the medication that I have to take when I used to panic because I'm Lady Gaga.
Her song, A Thousand Doves, reveals even more.
I'm completely lonely. Please don't judge me. Lift me up. Give me a start. Because I've been flying with some broken arms.
Critics might say if it's that painful, why not stop being a pop star? Stop writing, stop touring. Be content with what you've achieved. Not possible. She says,
Lee, I swear on my future unborn children, I don't know why, but I have to. This, I have to do it. Singing, I have to. Turns out, even if I don't want to be alive, I still know how to write a song.
Indeed, she does. Rain on Me, her duet with Ariana Grande.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
Took home the VMA for Best Song this year. It also earned her a new friend.
I love that girl. You know how hard it is to make a female friend in this business?
I can't imagine, especially for both of you.
Come on. In this business, having a female friend's like watching a pig fly.
Elton John, who also appears on the album, was there to help too.
He always calls me when I'm down. And that usually means I don't pick up the phone because I isolate myself. And then I'll get a message that they're thinking of me.
I'm so sorry you had to go through all of that. But I guess you're not, in some ways.
You know, I appreciate you saying that, Lee. That's really sweet. Is that cheesy thing that you say, like, oh, I'm glad I went through it because it made me stronger? Mm-hmm. Okay. I could have done without the last 2.5 years of my life. I could have done without that. But you know what? It happened.
She says she's doing better now, both mentally and physically. In fact, she's putting out a new book this week called Channel Kindness. It's a collection of stories sent to her by young adults about the power of kindness in the midst of adversity.
Take it from me. If you isolate yourself for too long, you'll end up staring off into space somewhere by yourself.
Maybe Chromatica was just one big therapy session, relationship counseling with herself. Whatever it was, it worked. As she put it, Lady Gaga and Stephanie Germanotta have both radically accepted what can and can't be changed.
I don't hate Lady Gaga anymore. I found a way to love myself again. Even when I thought that was never gonna happen. Now I look at this piano and I go, oh my God, my piano. My piano that I love so much. My piano that lets me speak. My piano that lets me make poetry. My piano that's mine.